morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Tressa Wilcox, Master Gardener. Good morning to you, Tressa.
Good morning, LaVon.
Tressa, gardening. I bet you've been outside a bit, haven't you?
Oh, these nice, warm, sunny days with all the green grass and plants coming up. Can't help it.
It's exciting. And I think, especially if you're a master gardener, but maybe even, I mean, everybody can enjoy it. We hope everybody enjoys it. The color and the green and so on. And so, folks have an opportunity coming up here if you're at all interested in plants, a great opportunity.
Yes, the Master Gardeners are having their annual, we think maybe for at least 10 years now, spring plant sale. And it consists of plants Master Gardeners have in their own garden, dug up and potted and brought in for the community to look over and purchase.
And where and when?
It is Saturday, May 11th, the weekend of Mother's Day. And it's at the Cass County Community Center beginning at 8 a.m.
Be sure to come as soon as possible.
Come early because people pick things over very quickly. But we'll be there till everything's gone.
Exactly. And so there's not really an ending time. We can't say it's till noon because things may be gone by noon.
We probably will be.
Yes. So plan to come early. And I always think it's good if you maybe bring a box. Usually there's some boxes there, but if you know you're going to get several things, maybe bring a box.
Bring a flat or one of those holders you get at the greenhouses that many of us have already stacked up at home.
You bet. So tell us, Tressa, do you have any idea what kind of plants that there will be there?
Well, we do. We've asked our group, Master Gardener group, to let us know what they're bringing, and we have a couple house plants, an aloe vera, and a sensorium, which is mother-in-law's tongue, which are indoor plants they are bringing. We also have more common things like orange daylilies, black-eyed Susan, hosta, lily of the valley, bachelor buttons, sweet autumn clematis, coneflowers, autumn joy sedum, and some special plants from one of our Bob Anderson, who's been very helpful to us. He's going to bring some rhubarb, creeping phlox, three different colors, and some fern leaf peonies.
Those fern leaf peonies are kind of special. People go, what? I mean, I hadn't heard of those fern leaf peonies till a couple years ago.
They're not the common type of peony, but
they're really fern leaf.
Attractive and very, very beautiful.
Yes, not quite so big. So a great variety here. And you mentioned that these come from the Master Gardeners. So there's some advantages to that.
Yes, they should be Iowa hardy because they've made it this far, at least through one winter, and some of them have been there for much longer than that and keep spreading. So that's a plus.
Mm-hmm. And saying that, I just have to tell my little story about one of the plants that I always bring little babies from are those autumn joy sedums. And my original autumn joy sedums are more than 50 years old.
Wow. Well, that is...
And they were given to me. Isn't that
a
fun?
Neat legacy, yes.
Yes, yes. And so it's, you know, they're hardy for sure. And they don't spread madly. You know, that's the other thing that a lot of times people, if they're new to plants, they like to know, is this going to spread like crazy or is it how tall is it going to be? So what kind of help can we give them?
Well, we do put a little label on each of the plants to tell the size, the color, whether the plant requires a lot of sunlight or very little or in between. And usually the Master Gardeners are around so they can give you more information if you have questions.
So we can tell our personal stories if there's one there that somebody asks about, as well as that little piece of paper, which is really, really important. Especially if you're, as I said before, as a beginner. Now, maybe if you're really experienced and you just want to add some plants, well, you maybe know all of that already. We haven't talked about price.
The plants are not priced. It is a free will offering. So that is exciting.
Yeah, it is exciting, and it's been very successful for the Master Gardeners. And so Master Gardeners are getting all this money. We probably should talk about how your giving money promotes Master Gardeners and the work.
We have a budget every year, and this is one of our main fundraisers. And we use the money to give a scholarship to a usually college-bound person in the spring. And then we also have some grants we give to different organizations, churches, garden groups who want to improve their community anywhere in Cass County.
Mm-hmm. And then there's a couple of projects that I hope people, as they come to the community center, kind of take a look at Sarin's garden, the garden that's right there by the door. And so there's always new plants to go in there. And then, in case they don't know, Master Gardeners also take care of David's Corner. And people go, David's Corner. Well, that's the one that's, I say, Kitty Corner from the library that's right there in the Atlantic City Park, which right now, I must say, needs a little care. But from the road, it looks great. The tulips have been blooming. It looks really good. So new plants go in there, care given. So there's a lot of ways that this money is being used to share with other people.
That's true.
And as a master gardener, that's one of the tenets. That's one of the things that we are required to do, is to share knowledge and other kinds of things with people.
So, and beautify the city.
And yes, so, and the
county.
And actually, you know, saying county even, we have members of the Cass County Master Gardeners who are from other counties.
Yes, there's a very active group in the Cumberland-Messina area.
And
that are involved with a school project.
Traveling Flower Pots is the name they call themselves. That's
yes,
fun.
Yes.
And then we have a very active person from Red Oak, and we've had very active people from Shelby County. So
Anita.
And that's
Walnut,
true.
Yes.
So they really are a part of the Cass County Master Gardeners, because that's where they receive training. But they don't have to work in Cass County.
No.
You know, that's another thing that I think some people don't realize. You know, why are you called a master gardener? Well, do you remember the first thing you had to do, Tressa?
We took a course that was offered through the Extension, Iowa State Extension, that was quite comprehensive. We had two big books and had lectures and presentations. We even had a hands-on trip to Ames where we did some actual gardening and some experimenting ourselves.
And then, talking about giving, that first year, 40 hours of volunteer time.
Yes. Then you give back to what you've learned to the community.
And, you know, some people, 40 hours, it sounds initially like a lot, 40 hours. But scattered over a year, it's not so very much.
It is doable.
Yes. And then every year after that, we have to keep up to date and give 20 hours a year. And most of us don't have any problem doing that, right?
That's true.
Because
true.
We love it.
it's in our blood.
Yeah, I guess that's true. And so Master Gardeners is an ongoing organization that wants to provide to the community. So I'm going to ask Tressa, what are you bringing to the plant sale?
I think I'm going to bring some Siberian iris. I have some coneflowers coming up. They tend to spread and are a very hardy Iowa plant, and I think some sedum that I can bring.
Yes, and sedum, I think sedum is interesting because there's that's really low growing to the ground. Some has flowers, some doesn't. And then there's those taller things like the autumn joy. So a whole variety of colors and shapes and sizes. And again, that will all be noted on those little notes so people can figure
yes.
out if that's something that they'd like to have. I think you mentioned rhubarb. I don't know that we've had rhubarb before.
I don't think so either. And someone is bringing chives and herb, which does pop up every year and is useful in cooking salads
mm-hmm.
and things.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes there's some mint. I don't know.
Oh,
we don't have the whole list here yet.
No, it'll be a surprise that day.
Yes, and lots and lots. So, again, great fun to do this plant sale, and great for everybody. So remind us, Tressa, time, place.
This is May 11th at the Cass County Community Center, outdoors, rain or shine, from 8 o'clock until the plants are gone, and it's a free will offering.
Okay, and then I forgot to ask you, so I'll just add, it's the time to sign up for the bus trip on June 6th. And all that information will be at the plant sale.
It is. You're
okay.
Right.
And from Iowa State University. Until next time, thanks to Tressa Wilcox for being here. And
you're welcome.
A thought, there can be no other occupation like gardening in which, if you were to creep up behind someone at their work, you would find them smiling.